Pushkin. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another tangent exclusively for Pushkin Plus listeners. And for all of you today, a special treat. An extended cut with the musician Dave Hill, who we called with an emergency request. We needed musical help with our parody of My City Was Gone by the Pretenders. We needed a true rocker with a sense of humor. Luckily for us, my old friend Dave Hill is both an amazing guitarist and a comedian. His most recent special, The Pride of Cleveland, is available on YouTube.
I'm so metal that when I go to the airport and the TSA guy says all metal objects must go through the X-ray, I just lie down on the fucking conveyor belt. That's how metal I am.
I sat down with Dave in the studio and discussed all things Ohio, music, and of course, goiter. Dave, welcome back to Revisionist History.
Thank you.
You have a little bit of history with Revisionist History.
I do.
It was the Pat Boone episode. Is that, am I right?
Yeah, what a lot of people say was the best episode.
And just to establish for our listeners, you are a musician of long standing. You are a historian.
Sure.
Of rock and roll, in particular of metal. And sure. You play... I mean, can I ask you to be immodest about your guitar playing abilities?
Sure. I'm the best.
Yeah.
I'm the best and the worst at the same time, really, which also makes me the best again.
Yes, that's right. Now, we brought you here today because, among other things, in addition to being a world-class guitarist, you hail from Ohio.
That's correct.
And from Cleveland, Ohio.
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, the Paris of Northeastern Ohio.
No, I would like you to, can you rank for us, or at least maybe not rank, but identify, characterize for us the major cities of Ohio?
I mean, the easiest way to do it is Cleveland's, paradise, and the rest are absolute garbage. I mean, no, I would say... I mean, the thing about Ohio that I think a lot of people don't realize is there's no state sort of kinship or brotherhood. Like, if you're from one city, you tend to just hate all the other cities.
Oh, I see.
No, I mean, I've had lovely times in Columbus.
Is Columbus a little effete?
Yeah, it's pretty.
It seems soft.
That's what I like. That's what I like about it. I go and I have some muffins. And I'd come back to the mean streets of Cleveland.
But it's really Akron that we're focused on. In 1916, 17, a famous doctor named David Marine was trying to get rid of goiter by adding iodine to salt. And he proposed to do the definitive experiment in the public schools of Cleveland. And Cleveland said no. So what did he do? He packed his bags, drove an hour south, and went to Akron. And Akron said yes. Establishing itself as a little more open-minded, a little more progressive, a little more daring and disruptive than its larger northern neighbor.
That's a forward thinking. I would think that if there was, goiters, they're not flattering.
They're not flattering. And I would think that if you could
put a nice scarf on.
If you're already struggling with the disadvantages of coming from northern Ohio, adding a goiter into the mix is kind of the last straw.
Yeah, file under last thing you need.
That's right. But the whole point of this, of our episode, is in part to celebrate Akron's greatness and to cast a disparaging eye towards Cleveland.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm a big fan of Akron.
You are a fan of Akron.
Yeah, yeah.
How does it compare directly to Cleveland? So, is it more street than Cleveland? Like, what's the rep of Akron?
Well, I mean, they have, there's Devo.
Devo is from Akron?
Devo's from Akron. I mean,
are you serious?
Yeah, and at least some portion of the Dead Boys are from Akron.
Wow.
Black Keys, of course. originally, you know, they don't live there anymore, I don't think, but.
Who, did you say the Black Keys?
Yeah.
Also Akron?
Yeah.
It's a musical hotbed. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Now, Chrissy Hynde.
Yes.
She's Akron's finest.
She is, though as a Clevelander, you know, we claim, growing up in Cleveland, you tend to claim anyone who even stopped for gas in the state of Ohio as a Clevelander. So we tend to just claim her as a Clevelander, even though she is from Akron, yeah.
Wait, that's outrageous. You can't do that.
Well, it's all we've got. We do it anyway.
Do you have any evidence that Chrissy Hynde lived in Cleveland?
No, none whatsoever.
She's not even in the metro area, the greater metro area.
No, but it's like LeBron James, Cleveland, even though he's from Akron.
He's Akron. He is Akron. Now, the song.
My City Was Gone.
Where were you when you first heard that song?
I would have been growing up on the east side of Cleveland, University Heights, Ohio. Talk about mean streets.
Did you guys, even though that's explicitly a song about Akron, did you claim it in the same way for Cleveland?
Absolutely. And even though, you know, this, the song is, her lamenting how much her city has changed. She was, just the fact that she was singing about a city near Cleveland, we all thought it was amazing. We were thrilled.
Were you in general a Pretenders fan in those?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Tell me, give me a little bit of a musician's take on My City Was Gone. What is it that makes it a great rock and roll song?
It just has that swagger right out of the gate. I mean, that bass line, it's got some pretty cool guitar licks. I mean, you know, it's great. You know, you could put it on if you were going to walk into a bar and just get in a fight. It would be a good, I mean, which I have no intentions of doing, but, if I were, it would be, you know, it's sort of like, it has that swagger.
Can you give us a little taste of the bass line?
Dave, with
your guitar.
Boom. Oh.
With your guitar.
I thought, because I'm known for my...
You are.
Let's see.
I love how musicians, half the time you have to like cajole them to actually play their
instrument.
I know,
well, that, you know... I think he plays it low, you know. It's like, but it's like. Something like that.
It's just fun to hear you, like, sort it out. Do more versions of it. It's fun to hear you kind of.
You know. Well, this is a little. And then it's, you know, it's got all the, got those nice jangly licks in it. It's a hot one. It's a scorcher.
It is a hot one.
Yeah.
Dave, we thought that the natural theme song for this episode was My City Was Gone.
Sure.
Right, since we're celebrating Akron. So what we've done is we've rewritten some crucial lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And, we would like you to play them. So
wow.
The rewritten lyrics are, I went back to Ohio, all my fears were gone. There were no mask mandates in restaurants downtown. SARS-CoV has disappeared, even from unventilated places. Salt shakers everywhere, reducing hospital cases. A-O, way to go, Ohio.
I think it's pretty strong.
Do you want to rehearse that now, just so we're-
Sure, yeah.
We're getting you the track.
Does anyone know when I come? I think it's like two more and then I come in, right?
Yeah.
I went back to Ohio. All my fears were gone. There were no mask mandates. Restaurants downtown. SARS. Wait. Oh, shoot. Should we back it up? I screwed up my own.
Thanks for subscribing to Pushkin Plus and for humoring this tangent. You can hear more bonus content from other Pushkin shows like Well-Read Black Girl, Deep Cover, and Car Show. I'm Malcolm Gladwell.